someone you love is interested in classical music, listen carefully. This program is for you. We will play for you some of the best pieces of classical music and having you screaming for more in no time. My name is Arch and this is Archie's Archives. Unfortunately, I've left it too late to do a really fabulous job of it, so this is just going to be one show where I do that as a sort of a dry run, and I'll do a really bang up job for you later on in the summer. The first pair of pieces I'm going to play for you is the Brandenburg Concerto No. 4 in G major, which was written for two recorders and a violin, and then later transcribed by Bach for two recorders and a harpsichord. They were given different opus numbers, 1057. And they are in theory different works, but the second one was inspired by the first. Bach did a lot of this, so it's by no means an exception. Now here we have the first version with the two flutes and the violin. Thank you. Well, now what Bach did was he rewrote this piece for two recorders and a harpsichord. And then in the 20th century, it has become the custom to play the harpsichord part on a piano. And also the harpsichord part that already existed as part of the background continuo, which is sort of like a Baroque rhythm section, has been blended into the solo harpsichord part. So here is Sviatoslav Richter playing this piece at the piano with some unknown orchestra. First, to remind you of what the previous piece, with the previous version, the two recorders and violin version sounded like, I'm going to play a little bit of that, and then we go into the Sviatoslav Richter with the piano and two recorders version. And now the Richter piano and actually two flutes version. Thank you. Last week, we listened to a lot of music from the concert called Swinging Bach, which was a celebration of the 350th anniversary of Bach's death, actually, in Leipzig in the year 2000. But the main personality around which that concert was created was, of course, Bobby McFerrin, the fellow with the dreadlocks and everything, who he was saying, "Don't worry, be happy." But it was actually a very competent classical musician. In fact, he conducted the San Francisco Chamber Orchestra for a while, and at that time they made a record of one of Mozart's, maybe several of Mozart's piano concertos, with the famous jazz pianist Chick Corea. I think Chick is an abbreviation of Francisco. But anyway, now here is Chick Corea and Bobby McFerrin performing Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 23 in A Major, K488. I'm going to fade out a little bit towards the end because I want to play for you the same thing as performed by another team, Malcolm Bilson and John Elliott Gardiner. Okay, now here's the second version. Thank you. Okay, we are about a quarter of the way through. Please stay tuned for the rest of the show.